Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Billick, former Ravens head coach. And sorry, Tiki. Even when Tiki's here, I always have to say sorry, Tiki. Now, the coach who beat the Giants back in the day. And he is part of the NFL Network, an analyst and a smart one. Brian Billick. Coach, welcome back to the show, buddy. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Maybe... me, as somebody who didn't play in the NFL, obviously, didn't coach, obviously, maybe I look at this legacy thing a little differently than you do or even Tiki might. But I want to ask you this, Brian. In terms of assigning the highest level or layer of pressure to some of the participants in divisional round, whether it's Andy Reid, whether it's Rodgers, whether it's a team, who's got the most pressure this weekend, do you think?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I don't know that you can really quantify because certainly when you talk like an Andy Reid, obviously, it's the thing hanging over Andy's head, obviously, is, okay, you got to win a Super Bowl. And so this is the next step towards that. But every player, you know, even Aaron Rodgers, you're certainly not sitting there going, well, I've got one Super Bowl, so I'm not, you know, this is no big deal. If I don't get another one, no, you know, that's just not the way it works. The young players, you hope to get them to appreciate the fact that, hey, you don't always come this way. You know, you don't just assume it's always going to be like this. That's what you really want. You hope your older players can really communicate with them that you never know when you're going to be in this position again. So you better take advantage of it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, Coach, one thing I said before, and I've stressed this a couple times today, sometimes you really just have to pay attention and embrace what somebody or something or what our team is trying to tell you. And whether that's the 49ers defense, which doesn't seem to be quite as locked in as it was early in the year, or Aaron Rodgers. I mean, why should we blindly believe and ignore the evidence, multiple games under 200 yards this year for Aaron Rodgers, that Aaron Rodgers is ready to light it up and go for 335 with three touchdowns? Why should we think that?
Because it's Aaron Rodgers, and that's exactly what he can do. I mean, that is one thing when you're talking about a player of that stature. I've always said, you know, certainly Tom Brady is the GOAT, but I think Aaron Rodgers is the best of all time. I mean, this guy, when you look at the numbers, and that offense has been growing. That group of receivers was new and young and was slowly developing. They've developed more of a running game. They have been more balanced. That's by design. It's worked well for them. I certainly think Aaron Rodgers, if you got to throw that game on his back, you know, because Russell Wilson can run around, make some plays, kind of turn this thing into a track meet. I don't know that it's going to happen that way against the Green Bay defense. Both the Smiths, the Darius and Preston are going to have something to say about that. But, you know, if that's what they've got to do and he's got to throw it 45, 50 times, then certainly no Aaron Rodgers is capable of doing that.
What's on to Brian Billick, the former Ravens head coach, won a championship, NFL Network analyst here. All right, let's really hone in on the Titans and the Ravens. And, I mean, first of all, are you stunned? I'm sure you're at the very least mildly surprised, but are you stunned the Titans beat the Pats, yes or no?
They had the formula. You knew they had the running game.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill's been brilliant. But the difference was that running game against, you know, against their strength. Remember, the New England team was supposed to be, you know, the best defense in the league. Clearly, offensively, they just didn't have what they needed in New England. There was no real identity. They couldn't really run the ball. Outside of Edelman, there was no quantifiable receiver. And the fact that Derrick Henry, think about the last two games that Derrick Henry's played in, huge games. They had to play the Texans and beat them.
Yep.
Then they had to go to Foxborough. He had 200 yards, better than 200 yards against the Texans, and 180 yards against the New England Patriots. And that whole last quarter, you know, the Patriots had kind of taken their goalie out of net and kind of just put everybody on the line. And even with that, they were able to run the ball. So, you know, I think they're as advertised. Now, it's going to be a different game with Baltimore. If it gets into a shootout, that doesn't bode well for Tennessee. And certainly with Lamar Jackson, what Baltimore's doing, it could be that way. But if the defense can kind of keep them reeled in a little bit, turn it into a game like San Francisco did, a 17-14 game, that type of 2017 game.
Yeah.
Certainly, if we see that box score and Derrick Henry can get 35, 40 carries and they can get a turnover, and now they build the box to stop Henry and Tannehill hits that brilliant run young rookie, A.J. Brown, then, yeah, they could maybe make this thing happen.
I know he's a beast. He's just a strong, overwhelmingly physical strong physical presence. But, you know, everybody's got an expiration date on not just their career, but what they could possibly absorb over the course of a season. And, you know, en route to those two great games that you just laid out, the final one against the Texans and, of course, last week against the Pats, to get all those yards, you get a lot of touches, a lot of carries. Can Derrick Henry possibly be fresh for this game?
Well, fresh is a relative term. Nobody's fresh at this point in the season. You might mentally be fresh because you're so excited. But physically, yeah, you're worn out. And could that catch up? Yeah. Because that Baltimore defense is tough to run on. They're not going to run inside. They're going to have to push to the edges, which teams have done. And there again, if you're going to force them to get into the box, and they're a smart team, they'll do just that. The real question is, as I said earlier, now, can you put it in Ryan Tannehill's hands, who has been absolutely brilliant this year? If he had played this way the entire season and been the starter from the get-go, he would be in the MVP conversation. And like I said, they got that great young rookie in A.J. Brown, but they're facing a really, really talented and veteran secondary in Baltimore. So this is going to be an uphill battle for Tennessee.
Brian, I know you paid attention. I know you talked about it on the air. The press conferences, well, let's be honest, the press conferences for head coaches generally is just a way for a very rich owner to flex. You know, here's a press conference, here's who I'm hiring, and then he pretty much dissipates into the, goes into the background. But I thought these press conferences this week, the Dallas, the Panthers and the Giants, boy, I thought they were all, at least as press conferences go, home runs. I thought that all three men certainly cranked it out of the park. Rule getting the 7 years, we could debate that. Joe Judge, was he really the right choice for the job? We could debate all this, and we'll eventually get the answers. But first glance, optics, press conferences, did you like what you heard from those three men?
Yeah, and you saw what was the trend this year, which is a little bit different, all former head coaches.
Yep.
You know, obviously McCarthy and Rivera in Washington, McCarthy in Dallas, and then even Matt Rhule, who's been a long-time established head coach, obviously not in the NFL, but he does have NFL experience. And that's exactly what those three teams needed, clearly in Washington and in Dallas, no question. You know, Carolina, you could debate it differently, but I thought Washington and Dallas desperately need the presence of a bona fide winning head coach in the NFL. And then with Carolina, obviously Matt Rhule, the enthusiasm that he brings with it as well. So, I think that's what you saw. I think you saw three very veteran head coaching presences that understood this is how this works, and this is the tone I need to set.
If you're Josh McDaniels, now the Browns are still out there, and he said that this is his dream job. I mean, he did say those words. He always wanted to coach the Browns from the time he was a kid. Said nobody but him, and that's good. I like the roster. He's got to clean some things up clearly. They needed an adult in the room. Freddie Kitchens was swimming, and we know that ownership is a complete mess and you can't trust them. But, I mean, Josh McDaniels, this second job has to work. I mean, he's going to get paid, but I don't know. I want to believe that the Browns are ready to really turn the corner. Do you trust that they are if they hire McDaniels?
Well, and you can't argue. McDaniels has been obviously a legitimate factor in the NFL and certainly in New England. I would have said, and I don't think it's a bad hire, and certainly given the affection he has for it, and he's going to come in and have the control. You know, that's been the thing that they've had to work through when you had Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill running that organization, you know, because they thought they were going to moneyball their way to, and they still have some elements of it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that organization, like Dallas, like Washington, desperately needed a former winning head coach. Because the hard thing and unique to that organization, they have lost and lost big for so long. When they're looking for direction, when the you know what hits the fan and people are looking around, you know, who did they look to? Who did they lean on? Obviously, Freddie Kitchens wasn't the guy. And so you're looking around and going, okay, who who here knows how this thing works and how we're going to get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, certainly Josh McDaniels has got a track record as a coach in the NFL. And you got to believe he's going to be better than what he was, you know, when he was younger and what he was doing in Denver. But he's coming in where I can't imagine that one of the attractive things for him is he's going to carry a big stick. He's going to have a lot to say. But he's going to ruin like none before. And like a lot of Belichick guys that go on, I think this fact that this is the second go-around is that he knows, okay, I can't be Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of them, I think, make that mistake. But you got to understand, look, if you want to act like Bill, you got to win some Super Bowls first.
That's
okay?
Right.
You just can't act like that and not have the credentials yet. And that's where I think they stumble a little bit. I think he did in Denver a little bit, and I think he'll know better now.
It burned Eric Mangini, to your point. I mean, he was almost trying to replicate Belichick in terms of his presence. And it, yeah, you got to be yourself. You got to be yourself at the end of the day. All right, Brian, before I let you go, here's what I want you to tell me. No need to go deep dive in analysis, but here's what I'm looking at this weekend. You ready?
Got it.
Okay. I've got the Niners winning a close one. I think the Vikings find a way to hang around. Agree or no?
Yeah, I think you're right, but I tell you what, Minnesota, when I do my rankings based on I take five criteria, not to wear you out with stats.
That's all good.
But scoring, third down, red zone, turnovers, and big plays.
Mm-hmm.
Interactive, both offense and defense.
Okay.
Minnesota's the highest rated team in the NFC.
Oof.
So I think I agree it's a close game. I think it could just as easily go to Minnesota.
Ooh.
But if I had to bet, I'd probably go with San Francisco.
Very interesting. Okay. I do like the Titans getting just about 10 points. I think the Ravens find a way to win. I think this one's tight, and I think it's tight throughout. You agree?
I'm not so sure about that. I just don't know. The Ravens are looking forward to playing the Titans, not because they don't think they're a good team or they're not respectful of them, but of all the rest of the playoff field, the Titans are the only ones that haven't played Baltimore. And when you haven't played Lamar Jackson before, you don't know what that is. They think that's a big advantage for them, and it may be.
I like the Chiefs to pull away and eventually get some nice separation from the Texans. You with me on that?
Yeah, no question. That defense is playing a lot better, and Houston just doesn't seem to have the complete team yet.
And I've got great respect for Seattle, as you do, but I think the Packers find a way, 7 points, 10 points. Pretty confident the Packers play pretty well this weekend.
Yeah, in Lambeau Field, and it's brilliant, and he has been brilliant, Russell Wilson. That's kind of like all they have is Russell Wilson.
I hear. Well, Metcalf's exploded, Coach.
Yeah, and he's been good. He's
yeah.
getting physical, but that's an extension of Russell Wilson.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Even with beast mode, the running game, you know, maybe can show up. Defense is okay. Not Legion and Boom, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, it really comes down to Russell Wilson, him running around, makes plays, which he's certainly capable of doing.
All right, Brian. You always tell us when we have you, and we have you on a lot. You always say, "Hey, listen, you know, the older you get, the more things you have to worry about." I know you can get a bunch of things over at Get Roman. We've joked about a few of the items last time. What are you doing with Roman here, Coach? What do you got?
Yeah, more and more people are becoming aware of it. You know, you get through the holidays and you put this stuff off, and stuff's going on. You got to address it. I tell you what, you got to go to GetRoman.com. Privacy of your own home, U.S. licensed physician. You know the pharmaceuticals are guaranteed. It's silly not to use that as a resource. Whatever you've got going on, anybody post 40, and we all know we got a lot of stuff going on, you can't let it get away from you. It takes a month to get into a doctor's office anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Go to GetRoman.com. Use that as your basis. You won't be disappointed.
You know, by the way, you're not joking, because I just made a, or I tried, my wife made an appointment for a sleep study. Just to check on my sleeping patterns, and it was like a month and a half out. I'm like, what are you kidding me? A month and a half.
There's just too much stuff going on, and you got to get the biggest thing is that I advocate for is the pharmaceuticals. 80% of the pharmaceuticals that you have out in the free market are bogus.
Oh, yeah, I'm not touching that stuff.
That's a scary thing.
I hear you.
You
got
to make sure that you're going through the right people to get the right stuff.
Well, listen, if I don't talk to you, and we obviously, Tiki's out today, but he's always in usually with me. If we don't talk to you before the Super Bowl, I'm sure we'll see you out in Miami, Brian. Appreciate you, buddy.
Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.